My failure.
My divorce.
I felt totally bamboozled.
And I thought, this has to end. I can't do this anymore.
And now a story of failure from Failure Lab Detroit. Marsha Music is the daughter of a pre-Motown record producer. She's a writer, blogger, activist. She tells the story of how she overcame struggles with alcohol.
I had constructed a bomb shelter of alcohol, and I finally peeked outside into the real world 26 years ago today, and I saw that my life was in complete shambles, and that there was a debris field that was miles around of absolute chaos and confusion and the bad consequences of insane decisions that I had made. You see, I had been for many years in a haze of party over here, party over there, cabarets, three martini lunches, wonderful dinner parties, all of which were designed to allow me to have a little bit more of that social lubricant than I really needed to have at any given time, so that I might feel normal, so that I might feel like I thought you felt, out and about, having fun. One day, the God who I said I did not believe in woke me up. And all of a sudden, I was able to see that there was a great deal of trouble in front of me. You see, I was one of those people. I was an accomplished young woman. I was one of those first women. I headed an organization, and I was the first Black, the first woman, the youngest ever. And I traveled all over, basking in my own self-importance. I was an accomplished woman, and I played hard, but I worked very, very hard. My life was full of all kinds of crazy situations behind the scenes that were fueled by that social lubricant that I love so well. Crazy relationships. Crazy love affairs, one of which broke up a marriage, and the heartbreak from that reverberates through some of the parties to this very day. But one day I was woken up, and I looked about, and I saw one big giant mess in particular, like a giant swamp thing coming toward me, ready to destroy my brand new sober life. Because you see, I had been warned about a lot of things back when I was having such a good time. People in my organization were saying, Marsha, there's something wrong with the monies here. Marsha, our accounts are draining at a rapid rate. Marsha, something is wrong. And I could hear them, but I couldn't listen, because the sound of ice clinking and champagne bubbling and beer suds dripping off the side of a cool condensed glass were too much to allow me to hear a lot of things. But it was coming. So here I was, now cold sober, clearly able to see that I had a problem in front of me. And sure enough, it was very obvious that what people had been trying to tell me for so long was absolutely true. Money was disappearing from this organization. I decided to call for help. Help! Help me. Accountants, auditors, lawyers, come help! And they did. The money drained even while they were coming, trying to find out what was wrong. The money was disappearing. But finally, eventually, it was discovered that someone in my organization, very close to me, had been taking this money, embezzled $100,000 up under my very nose, why I impatiently each day waited for happy hour. This was a difficulty of catastrophic circumstances within that organization, because there were individuals there, members of that organization, who had contributed that money over the lifetime of their working life. And to see it disappear in a state of complete thievery was much too much. They took care of her in whatever way they determined to take care of her, which was appropriate, I suppose. And then I lost my job because of my lack of responsibility, as it should have been. Here I was, cold sober, ready to face life on life terms, having eliminated my source of extra fun when the fun ain't enough, having gotten rid of that magic elixir to take the edge off. The edge off of what? Life. I had lost my job, then lost my car, then lost my beautiful home. You see, because I had been living in a state of illusion that because I had a fine home and a beautiful car, and I lived very well back in those days when I was still bending that elbow, that I really wasn't one of those people down there, the ones that had a bag and a paper bag on the street corners. I wasn't one of those. And here I was with no job, no car, no home. And my children had been gone away off now to their fathers to try to find some stability because of the chaotic life that I had pulled them through down through the years. So this failure of mine reverberated with a sense of shame down through the years. People say, Marcia, you did no wrong. But being the watch person who's not on the watch is a wrong. To be the person who placed alcohol in front of everything in the name of fun is wrong. But I stand before you. 26 years ago today, I had my last drink of alcohol. I thank you.
That was writer and activist Marcia Music telling her story at Failure Lab Detroit back in November 2013. You can learn more about Failure Lab and hear more stories at failure-lab.com.